Mama pulled the turkey from the oven, turned the burner down from high. Got the whole kitchen smelling just like a sweet potato pie. Aunt Grace, Uncle Phil came early, I put away their coats. Mama said, set the table and to mind what I was told. Aunt Grace brought the cranberries, the kind come from a can. She helped Mama put marshmallows on the candied yam. Uncle Phil was in the living room, watching TV with Granddad. Mama called us to the table and said to bow our heads. And Mama said, thank you, Lord, for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the gift of living. Thank you, Lord, for this food. Thank you for family and friends. And thank you, Lord, again. Uncle Phil said, let's dig in. Hey, who's that walking through the door? Well, I don't believe my eyes, but it looks like Uncle George. Uncle George and a lady stepped in, pulled Mama to the side. He said, let me introduce you to Terry, my new bride. And Mama said, thank you, Lord, for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the gift of living. Thank you, Lord, for this food. Thank you for family and friends. And thank you, Lord, again. Terry brought a green bean casserole with fried onions on top. It went so fast, I swear I never got enough. Mama set out a pumpkin pie next to Gracie's Jell-O mold. And then she started serving apple square a la mode. We said, thank you, Lord, for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the gift of living. Thank you, Lord, for this food. Thank you for family and friends. And thank you, Lord. Grandpa went in the living room to watch a football game. Uncle Phil's fixing bow to do the same. Terry, Mama, and Auntie Grace went outside for a stroll. Me and Uncle George went for seconds on the Alamo. And we's thinking, thank you, Lord, for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the gift of living. And thank you, Lord, for this food. Thank you for family and friends. And thank you, Lord, again. Thank you, Lord, for Thanksgiving. Thank you for the gift of